This is the Healthy Living Podcast on OWL Radio, a community service of the Low Vision Resource Center. OWL Radio broadcasts to homes in San Antonio, the Hill Country San Antonio Methodist Hospitals, and via online streaming and smartphone access. Welcome, I am Martha Attee. This program is being recorded on July 20, 2023. Our first topic for today will be about cottage cheese, and then we'll try to follow with the best coffee creamers, look at some snapshots of the latest research, look at pointless products, and if we have time, we'll discuss sweeteners. This article is from the New York Times, and it was from July 7th, 2023. Titled Cottage Cheese Makes a Comeback. The diet staple of the 70s is jiggling back into the mainstream. Some devour it plain, some spoon it right from the tub, others smear it over toast like burrata, some blend it with the sweet ingredients to make healthier versions of ice cream or cookie dough, or they use it as a dip paired with mustard for raw eggs, fruits, sausages, and more. In July, Google searches for cottage cheese rose to the highest levels recorded since 2004. Leah Goebel, a registered dietitian at Northwestern Medicine, said, "It's definitely really trendy right now," adding that cottage cheese does contain plenty of nutrients. "I think it makes sense that it's having its moment," she said. Compared with other dairy products, cottage cheese is relatively low calorie. A half a cup serving of full-fat cottage cheese contains about 100 calories, whereas an equal serving of ricotta contains about 190 calories, and a three-quarter cup serving of full-fat yogurt has 160 calories. Cottage cheese comes with a range of nutritional benefits, said Julia Sumpano, a registered dietitian at the Cleveland Clinic. One serving provides about 30% of the recommended daily allowance of selenium, an essential trace mineral that is critical for DNA synthesis and warding off cell damage. Cottage cheese also contains riboflavin, a vitamin that helps our cells grow and produce energy, and phosphorus, which maintains our teeth and bones. And it's also rich in calcium, which many Americans don't get enough of in their diets. And as proponents on TikTok have noted, it is high in protein. A half cup serving has about 12 grams of protein, roughly the same amount found in three eggs, 1.5 ounces of chicken breast, or a half cup of full-fat Greek yogurt. That means cottage cheese can help people stay fuller for longer amounts of time, like between meals. But cottage cheese can also contain a lot of sodium, said Eric Rim, a professor of epidemiology and nutrition at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Quote, "It's kind of like bread. It's one of those hidden things that one would say, wow, I never realized this had so much sodium." People with high blood pressure, in particular, may want to limit how much cottage cheese they consume, he said. And if you're sensitive to lactose, Ms. Zumpano said too much cottage cheese or any other types of dairy can cause an upset stomach and bloating. So, how to choose a healthy cottage cheese? Most grocery stores carry various types of cottage cheeses, including ones with different fat and flavor profiles, Dr. Rim said. He suggested opting for those with zero added sugars and low fat percentages. Diets high in saturated fats can raise your blood levels of bad LDL cholesterol, which can increase the risk of heart disease and stroke. Some cottage cheeses also contain other added ingredients, such as artificial sweeteners or emulsifying agents, which can give the cheese curds more of a bulking effect, said Dr. Rim. Nutrition experts recommend prioritizing whole, unprocessed foods whenever possible. Dr. Rim suggested scanning the ingredients list and choosing a cottage cheese that has no more than 3 or 4 ingredients total. They should be ingredient names you recognize. That's really all you need to make it, he said. And that article was written by Danny Bloom from the Well blog section of the New York Times. Our next article is titled Lighten Up, The Best Coffee Creamers. This is written by Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch from the Nutrition Action newsletter from May of 2023. Zip, zero, nada. Black coffee has no calories, fat, or sugar. But every tablespoon of creamer can add 4 to 5 grams of sugar and 30 to 40 empty calories. Those numbers may sound trivial, but how many tablespoons are in your cup? To lighten things up, try milk, not cream, or a low-sugar plant creamer. Here are some things to consider when choosing. 1. How creamy? An official serving of liquid creamer is only 1 tablespoon, so says the label. Really, a serving of half and half says 2 tablespoons. And many mugs hold 12 ounces, not an 8-ounce cup. If there's more coffee in your cup, you need more creamer. If your brew comes closer to tan than brown, you might hit 3 tablespoons in your cup or more. So the healthier the creamer, the better. That's why we limited our top creamer picks to just 20 calories and 0.5 gram of saturated fat per tablespoon. It also explains why our honorable mentions don't top 2 grams, which is 0.5 teaspoon, of added sugar per tablespoon. 2. If you want dairy, go with milk. Even whole milk comes out as a good choice. It's 10 calories per tablespoon, clocking below most sweetened creamers. So does 0.5 and 0.5. At 20 calories, though its gram of saturated fats means that we don't put it in the best list. And despite ad speak like triple churned and 2 times richer than milk, Coffee Mate or Delightfully Creamy International Delight, don't expect real milk or cream in those liquid creamers. They are largely water, sugar, palm, soybean, or canola oil with a dash of, quote, milk derivative. The exception is Coffee Mate's Natural Bliss Real Milk and Cream varieties. They have more milk, cream, and buttermilk than soybean oil. So on our lists, they come in as dairy liquid creamers. 3. Give plants a chance. The lion's share of our best bites list, or honorable mentions, are plant milk creamers. And here is some of the names that they have in that list. Khalifa Farms, their Khalifa Almond Unsweetened Super Creamy Creamer is listed as good, including another brand, Nut Pods Almond Plus Coconut Unsweetened. The brand Oatly, they have Oatly Barista Edition Oat Milk for creamers. an Elmhurst French vanilla oat, and then the original Silk Soy Original Creamer comes out as a good choice. These plant-based creamers have healthy fats and get their fat from healthy oils like sunflower or canola, so they get listed as a good choice unless they add enough coconut oil or coconut milk to bump up the amount of saturated fat. They also have the unsweetened plant-based Khalifa Elmhurst Sown and Nut Pods. That group offers an impressive choice of unsweetened oat, almond, and almond coconut creamers. Those are all good choices. The less sweet plant milks are Silk Soy Original, Khalifa Oat Vanilla, and all the Elmhurst brand oat-flavored creamers. They have a mere 1 or 2 grams of added sugars. As far as the brand Barista milks, unlike some other plant milks, Barista milks won't separate in your coffee. And a creamer-sized serving of one like Oatly Barista Edition oat milk is low in calories. And the plant milks all minimize sugar. Here's how to get sweetness without a sugar overload. 1. Cut back. Most flavored dairy creamers like Natural Bliss, Jobani, or Starbucks are about 1/3 sugar. Do you prefer them? Since every tablespoon of those and other sugary creamers adds a teaspoon of sugar, or 4 to 5 grams, don't add more sugar to your coffee from the sugar bowl. Try low-calorie sweeteners. We didn't find any creamers that replace sugar with safer sweeteners like stevia extract. One option, buy a bottle of Truvio Organic Vanilla or Splenda Stevia French Vanilla Liquid Drops to sweeten your coffee, then add milk for the creaminess. Remember to check ingredients. We didn't give any best bites or honorable mentions to any creamers that have one or more of these additives, which may pose a cancer risk. And they include sucralose or acesulfame potassium. Both sweeteners are in Coffee Mate's and International Delight's Zero Sugar Creamers, and Starbucks Zero does have sucralose also. Pardon me. This is another additive they don't recommend, titanium dioxide. It whitens foods, so it shows up in Coffee Mate fat-free creamers, hiding behind the ingredient color added. And carrageenan. It helps thicken Coffee Mate and International Delight liquid creamers and also Land of Lakes fat-free half and half. Most other creamers use the safer gums like gelin or guar. And bypass powders. Their teensy serving size, less than 1 teaspoon, makes the calories and fat look low. But Coffee Mate powders are mostly corn syrup solids and highly saturated oils. Quote, fat-free ones can bear that claim if the fat stays under 0.5 grams per serving. So if people add more because they think, hey, it's fat-free, is that Coffee Mate's problem? Now let's just go back and look at their list of the best creams. Under the Best Bites section, they actually have dairy liquid creamers, and you'll recognize them as fat-free or 1% milk. 1 tablespoon only gives you 5 calories, no fat, no sugars, no additives. If you decide to use a tablespoon of 2% milk in your coffee, any brand of 2% milk, you'll get a small 10 calories, again, no saturated fat, no added sugars or additives. And if you want to put in a tablespoon of whole milk any brand, it is also a good choice because you only get 10 calories, you get 0.5 grams of saturated fat, no added sugars, and no additives. Again, we'll go over the plant milk liquid creamers, the Khalifa almond unsweetened, 10 calories, no saturated fat, no added sugars, Elmhurst oat unsweetened, 10 calories, Nut Pods almond and coconut unsweetened, 10 calories, and that's all per one tablespoon, and Elmhurst oat, except the unsweetened, is 15 calories, and the Khalifa oat, also one tablespoon, adds 15 calories. Let's see, the Silk Soy Original is still recommended, even though it has the 20 calories, 0.5 saturated fat, and 1 gram of added sugar. So that was the article on creamers from May 2023 Nutrition Action Newsletter. And we'll stick with the Nutrition Action Newsletter, and we will read from the April 2023 letter, Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. How to trim liver fat. 2 out of 3 adults with obesity have excess liver fat, a risk factor for type 2 diabetes. Many don't know it. Researchers told 13 people with overweight or obesity to eat foods that were either 1. High in saturated fats like whole milk, cheese, and sausage, and in unhealthy carbs that cause high blood sugar, like white bread, juice, or potatoes, or they had them eat low in saturated foods like low-fat milk, hummus, and chicken, and in healthier carbs that can cause high blood sugar, like oats, pasta, and whole grain bread. Liver fat levels were 28% lower after 2 weeks for the group that was on the low foods than after 2 weeks for the group that was on the high foods. So what should you do? Switch to unsaturated fats and healthy carbs like whole grain, fruit, and beans. Though this study was small, its results did agree with earlier research on trimming liver fat. Be wary of drug ads. Roughly 2/3 of the 150 top-selling prescription drugs sold in 2020 had low added clinical benefit compared to existing drugs. Those ratings come from France or Canada. The United States doesn't rate drug benefits. Among the drugs with low added benefit was Garmagard Liquid, Yervoy, Ibrance, Odefsey, Entyvio, Genvoya, and Mavyret. Among the drugs that had high added benefit were Ocrevus, Opdivo, Keytruda, Neulasta, and Hemlibra. Companies spend a bigger fraction of their 2020 ad dollars on direct-to-consumer ads for the drugs with low added benefit than for the drugs with high added benefit. So what do we do? If you see an impressive ad for a drug on TV, don't assume that it's your best option. And frailty and plant food. Older women who ate a healthy plant-based diet, fruits, vegetables, beans, nuts, and whole grains, had a lower risk of frailty over 14 years, while those who ate an unhealthy plant-based diet, meaning refined grains, sweets, juices, or a diet with more animal foods, had a higher risk. Frailty means symptoms like fatigue, weakness, and weight loss. So what are you to do? Well, this kind of study can't prove that healthy plant foods cut the risk of frailty, but don't assume that you need to eat more meat to stay strong. And finally, exercise and diabetes. Exercise can curb your risk of type 2 diabetes over the long run. Roughly 10 years ago, scientists randomly assigned 220 people with excess liver fat and large waist to follow this plan. 1, vigorous exercise, jogging on a treadmill for 30 minutes under supervision 5 times a week for 6 months, and moderate exercise for 6 more months. Moderate exercise, walking briskly for 30 minutes 5 days a week for 10 months, or do their usual exercise. 10 years after the trial ended, roughly half as many people in both exercise groups had been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes than in the usual exercise group. What are we to do? Well, keep moving. Even brisk walking can curb your risk of type 2 diabetes if, like many of the study participants, you stick with it. And the bonus is, moderate exercise also trimmed liver fat in the initial 1-year study. And we'll continue reading from the Nutrition Action Newsletter, which, by the way, is produced by the Center for Science in the Public Interest. And this is the January-February issue. As you see, I'm behind on reading these, so let me continue with this article, Pointless Products. It never fails. You turn on the TV, start a new podcast, open a web browser, or walk through the supermarket, and you're bombarded with ads pushing quick fixes to help you keep going in a demanding world, such as an immune boost here, a hangover cure there, a supplement for your hair or skin, or a little something to help you relax at night. What's the evidence that these drink mixes, gummies, probiotics, powders deliver on their promises? They look at a few in this article. Collagen cash cow. Quote, my go-to collagen routine is adding vital proteins, collagen peptides in my morning cup of coffee or smoothie. So easy to use. So says Vital Proteins Chief Creative Officer, the actor Jennifer Aniston, on the company's website. She says, quote, Vital Proteins gives you the boost you need to support healthy hair, skin, nails, bone, and joint health. Collagen, the most abundant protein in our bodies, gives structure to skin, bones, joints, and ligaments. There is no collagen in your hair or your nails. As you age, you make much less of it. But do not assume that mixing collagen powder into your morning smoothie will turn back the clock on your aching knees or your crow's feet. The collagen you eat doesn't get shuttled directly from your food to your skin or joints. Your body breaks it down into individual amino acids that can be absorbed. And you can't direct the amino acids in collagen supplements to make new collagen. In fact, your skin and joints aren't lacking collagen building blocks. Rather, the machinery that makes collagen just doesn't work as well as you age. And no amount of pricey collagen powder is going to change that. Jennifer Aniston or no Jennifer Aniston. The next product, immune-boosting energy. Quote, up to 6 hours of clean immune-boosting energy promises Pure Boost Immune Drink Powder's website. What is a clean ingredient? Companies get to decide, so it's just a marketing tool. What about Pure Boost's immune-boosting ingredient? In the best study, elderberry failed to blunt flu symptoms or any better than a placebo. And as for Pure Boost's 1,200 milligrams of vitamin C, the vitamin only cuts the risk of catching a cold in people. Think people such as ultra marathoners who are doing extreme exercises. The only way to boost your immune system is with a vaccine. Don't be fooled by foods, drinks, or supplements claiming to help. The next products say, quote, make your water work harder, says Liquid IV, whose hydration multiplier drink powder hydrates faster than water alone. How is that? Cellular Transport Technology, or CTT, is the breakthrough delivery system used in all of our products, designed to enhance rapid absorption of water and other key ingredients into the bloodstream, so explains the company's website. Liquid IV hydration multiplier meets all of the oral rehydration salts standards set by UNICEF and the World Organization. ORS, or oral rehydration salts, are a mix of sugar, potassium, and sodium. They can rehydrate faster than water alone because they help your intestinal cells absorb more water. That's why ORS is used to prevent or treat dehydration due to diarrhea, often in people suffering from an infection like cholera. But that doesn't mean you need three times the electrolytes of traditional sports liquid drinks like Liquid IV promises. In fact, you don't need the electrolytes in ordinary sports drinks, period, unless you've been exercising heavily for more than an hour. Water plus the electrolytes in a typical diet are all you need for the purpose of hydration. Nor do you need 11 grams of added sugar or 510 milligrams of added sodium, which is about 20% of the day's maximum, and that comes in each packet of Liquid IV. And the next product is called Lord Jones CBD Gummies. Find inner peace. Keep in mind, it might look like a gumdrop, says the ad from Lord Jones, the self-proclaimed world's finest purveyors of premium CBD products. CBD promotes calmness and supports relaxation, says the Lord Jones website, which sells the CBD supplements, tinctures, body lotion, and more. Don't expect much relaxation from the 20 milligrams of CBD in these gumdrops, which will set you back for $35 for just 9 candies. In one study funded by a CBD company, researchers randomly assigned 65 adults to take a placebo or 15 milligrams of CBD every day. After 6 weeks, mental clarity, stress, sleep quality, relaxation, and other measures of well-being were no different in the CBD takers than in the placebo takers. In another study, scientists gave 43 healthy adults CBD-free oil on two separate days before they were asked to perform a stressful activity. But on one of the days, the participants were told that they were getting CBD. Sure enough, the volunteers reported feeling more sedated, though no less anxious or stressed, on the day that they thought they had taken CBD. And those who had a strong belief that CBD could lower anxiety reported lower anxiety when they thought they had taken CBD. So CBD may only bring inner peace if you believe it does. You have been listening to the Healthy Living Podcast. This podcast was recorded on July 20th, 2023. If you have any questions, please call 210-829-4223. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Martha Atti. Thank you for listening, and goodbye from Al Radio.